Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the story of a United States senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as the Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Edwin C. Hill speaking to you from the press gallery overlooking the floor of the United States Senate. It's a hot, sultry day here in Washington, and tempers below us have been matching the weather. Most of the period has been spent in sizzling argument over one minor issue after another. I can see Senator Dean Edwards leaving his desk down there, probably on his way to one of the committee rooms, where so much of the Senate's work is actually carried on. But I see now that Senator Edwards has paused to confer with Senator Higbee, one of the veteran legislators.
Leaving the floor, Dean?
For a little while, Senator.
You'll find some folks from home in your office. Tom Judson and a couple of friends.
Oh, good, good.
Well, I don't know how good it is. I didn't get a chance to say much to them, but Tom seems pretty riled up about something.
I'll go and talk to him.
Well, here he is now.
Hello, Tom. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Senator.
I don't believe I know your friends, Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry. T.J. Crowther and Jim Roberts, Senator Edwards.
How do you do? Senator. Sit down, gentlemen.
Dean, we didn't come here just to fan the breeze.
Well, frankly, I don't mind if you do. We could use a breeze in Washington today.
Well, just the same, you're busy and we're busy, so we'll come right to the point. Jim and T.J. represent the tourist trade of the state, and you know where I stand.
Representing the farmers, naturally.
Right. Now, we want you to do something about this cloud seeding that's been going on all around us.
Cloud seeding?
At first, we didn't pay much attention to it. Figured it for a lot of foolishness, and, well, we let it go at that. But when it starts doing the whole of the state a lot of harm, we figure it's time to get some action.
Tom, you're getting a little ahead of me. Cloud seeding where?
Southwest part of the country.
How is it doing any harm?
Well, them weather crackpots have been firing stuff into the clouds to make rain. The trouble is, the rain don't fall where they expect it to do. Given us the worst weather we've had in years. Tourist trade is shot to nothing. And I don't need to tell you what a flood is going to mean to us farmers.
No, you don't have to tell me that, Tom. But I didn't realize that cloud seeding had become such a big operation.
Oh, it's big, all right. Something's got to be done about it, too. And we feel it's up to you, Dean.
Well, if it's that serious, Tom, I'll look into it. Right away.
Fine. Fine, that's good enough for us, Senator. We want action, and we know we can count on you.
How's it going, Senator?
Oh, hello, Dean. It's going very well. We'll probably get a vote on it tomorrow. Did you see Judson?
Yes. He wants a bill to prevent cloud seeding.
Yes, so I heard. Now, how do you feel about it?
Well, seems like a lot of fuss over nothing, with just a few people raising the ruckus.
My boy, you'll find that a large part of your time in the Senate is going to be taken up with just such business. Incidentally, Senator Cameron's been looking for you. He's been having squawks on this cloud seeding from some of his folks. And Senator Hansen. I imagine they'd go in on the bill with you.
Do we have a weather authority on our advisory staff?
Dr. Manning. He'll know the answers.
I'll talk to him.
Well, good morning, Senator.
Morning, Ginger. Why the strange, mysterious grin?
Oh, I was just thinking about your faculty for popping up on the front pages.
Front pages? What?
Here. Headline. Senators to investigate rainmakers.
Now, how did the papers dig that out? Let's see. Reliable sources have reported that Senator Dean Edwards will soon announce his support of a new bill designed to limit artificial rainmaking. Senators Hansen and Cameron will work with Edwards on the new anti-cloud seeding legislation. Good old political strategy.
Are you the reliable source?
No. Probably Cameron or Hansen. Tricky technique. Make me the man at the wheel of this project with them as assistants. Then if it fails, I'm the fall guy. If it succeeds, they get credit with me.
Think it'll fail?
I don't know. One way or the other, it certainly isn't worth headlines and space on page one.
Oh, the item says you've announced that you intend to meet with Dr. Manning.
They know that too, huh?
Dr. Manning's secretary called a while ago. He'll be out of town till the day after tomorrow.
Guess we'll have to wait then.
Do you have to follow through with this, Senator? After all, you can deny the press report.
No. I promised Judson and his crowd that I'd check into it. Any other calls?
Usual stuff. British Embassy. Admiral McMahon said he'd contact you from Annapolis tomorrow. Reverend Wilson.
Reverend Wilson?
Yes, sir. He said he'd like you to stop by tonight if you have the time.
I'll make the time. When he calls, he usually has a good reason. Call him, will you, Ginger? Tell him I'll be there tonight about 8. Beautiful out here, Reverend. I'm certainly glad you invited me over.
Even though I might want to meddle in your affairs?
Meddle? You?
My boy, I didn't send for you just to pull you away from those hot sidewalks across the river. I'm going to be presumptuous enough to talk to you about the current publicity you're getting.
You mean about that cloud seeding?
Yes.
A bunch of people from back home came out. It's a minor thing and has received publicity out of all proportion.
It isn't the publicity, dear.
Now, don't tell me you're worried about the horrors of artificial rainmaking, too.
No. I'm worried about what might happen if it stopped.
Oh?
Dean, we've always been considered one of the most practical nations in the world. We've always had to know how new things would work. Steamboat, cotton gin, automobile, airplane, all new, all developed right here. Because we had to know why and how they could be made better.
Then you think I should let this cloud seeding project alone, huh?
I think you should consider it carefully, son. Look into all sides of the question.
Any ideas on where to look first?
There's a fellow named Thompson out west who's quite an authority on it. I understand he's making it work quite well.
It might be interesting to talk with him.
I have his address, if you want it.
Good.
You'll forgive me for interfering, Dean?
Interfering? If I had more sense, I'd spend more time here and less in the cloakrooms. No, really. I'm grateful for your interest, sir.
Don't be silly. I should be grateful.
You?
Of course. This little chat has given me a subject for a new sermon. And if you came to church more often, young man, you'd know how badly I needed one.
Yes, Senator?
Ginger, did you get in touch with that Thompson fellow?
Yes, sir. He said he'd see you any time at all.
Oh, good. Arrange plane reservations, will you, as soon as possible?
Okay. Expense account?
No, I'll foot the bill for this one myself.
This isn't much like that four-motor job that flew you out here, Senator.
Seems just right for this kind of country, though, Mr. Thompson.
Oh, it gets me around all right. Well, there's another one, Senator. The big green patch down there. That's the Mason Ranch.
How big is it?
3,000 acres. That's alfalfa you see growing there. Alfalfa takes lots of water. We gave them that water by seeding clouds. You ask the Mason.
Not much reason to ask anyone. I've been looking at pretty convincing evidence all day, and all of it green. But how about causing damage in other areas? You're being accused of it.
Oh, we're innocent, Senator. But don't take my word for that either. Ask other meteorologists. Now, they may not admit we can make rain, but they'll certainly tell you we don't cause trouble in other parts of the country with what we do here.
I'm glad to hear that.
We'll head back now, Senator, and I'll show you the ground equipment we use. You know, I didn't know you fellas in Washington were so interested in cloud seeding.
I'm afraid I won't be able to wait much longer, Miss Mullen.
Gee, Dr. Manning, I'm awfully sorry. I felt sure Senator Edwards would be back by now. He wired earlier to... Oh, here he is now.
Hello, Ginger.
Hello, Senator. Oh, this is Dr. Manning.
How do you do? How do you do, Doctor? You're just the man I want to see. Doctor, would you say that cloud seeding in one section of the country could cause excessive rainfall in another section?
Well, I don't know how. When clouds become subject to lateral movement, they tend to diffuse, and diffusion means... Well, the answer is no, Senator.
No equivocation about that.
Senator Edwards' office? Who? Well, just a minute. Long-distance boss, Tom Judson calling.
No, I'll take it here. Hello, Tom?
Dean? I had to fly back here last night, but I'll be in Washington again tomorrow. And Dean, I'm bringing back some ammunition for you on that rainmaking deal.
Tom, I've looked into this matter, and I'm afraid I can't go along with you.
Oh, wait a second there, Senator.
Now, cloud seeding is something that has tremendous possibilities for the country.
Did you say you couldn't go along with us?
That's right, Tom.
But you gave your word.
I said I'd look into it. I did look into it, and I don't believe there should be any regulation of cloud seeding for the time being.
Now, Dean, you didn't mean that.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Tom, but I do mean it.
Are you trying to make a fool out of me? Now listen, Senator. In case you're forgetting it, I swing a lot of weight in this state. I help vote you into office, but voters don't like senators who go back on their word.
My word was that I'd look into it, Tom.
Now, like I say, Edwards, I help vote you into office. And you can bet your bottom ballot that I'm going to help get you out of it.
Now, back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Edwin C. Hill. In Washington, there are few predicaments more uncomfortable than that of a member of Congress who's in the bad graces of his people at home. He's often placed in a position akin to that of being a lame duck, a situation that can have a bad effect on his influence and his ability to guide legislation. And it isn't always the big issues that bring this about. It can be a comparatively minor matter, like rainmaking.
Now look, Dean, why don't you go along on this thing? Cameron and Hansen have already committed themselves. They're pretty irritable about your change of heart.
But I only said I'd look into it, Higby. I didn't commit myself on it at all.
Those people from home figure you committed yourself and Judson's screaming like a panther. He's an important vote-getter for us.
I'm sorry I've embarrassed you, sir.
Well, you could reconsider.
No, I couldn't do that.
Now, wait a minute, Dean.
This is one of the silly little things that can get a man into a mess of grief. Now, I actually don't care much one way or the other about the future of rainmaking. But Tom Judson does, and those other people. And the press has taken it up. Unless you go ahead and sponsor that restrictive bill, you're placing yourself in the position of a man who has gone back on his word.
Apparently, I've already placed myself in that position.
Yeah, you can change your mind.
I'm sorry, Senator. I can't do that.
You're going to lose friends, Dean.
I'll regret that, deeply. But it can't be helped.
Well, Dean, this is very pleasant dining with you again. But I can't help having a feeling of guilt.
The rainmaking?
I pushed you into that controversy. I might have been wrong.
You don't really believe that, Reverend. And neither do I. There are plenty of people who'll agree with us. It's just that hard core of diehards back in my home state that bothers me. They seem to think I've been some sort of traitor.
You haven't come out with a statement since you got back to Washington, Dean. Do you feel pretty strong in your position?
Reverend, I've been told that I'm risking a lot of unpopularity because of a small issue. But I've been thinking more and more about your advice. There are plenty of pros and cons on the cloud seeding problem. It's very much in the experimental stages. But it could turn out to be a great boon to this country.
Sounds as though it has the material for a worthwhile speech.
Oh, it does. But the way things look, I certainly won't get much chance to talk about it in the Senate.
Why wait to talk about it in the Senate? Why not go back and tell it to the folks at home?
The folks at home?
Your father did that once, when he was in a similar predicament to the one you're in now.
I know. And the next year, he was defeated for re-election.
Re-election to the House? They sent him back here as senator a few years later.
The folks back home. Well, they sent me to Washington in the first place. If I don't try to explain my stand, they'll never send me back again, will they?
It's worth the effort, Dean. And it is a nice trip.
Hello there, Mr. Burley.
Well, I'll be doggone. Dean Edwards, when'd you get back from Washington?
Flew in this morning. They told me at the house that I'd find you out here mending fences.
Yeah? Is that why you come home, Senator, to mend some of your own fences?
As the French say, touche.
You got Tom Judson awful mad at you, Dean.
I know. And I understand you feel the same way he does.
It ain't been a good year, Senator. Too much bad weather.
Pretty beautiful right now.
It's the first decent week we've had in a long time.
Must be rough on you old-timers. You won't be able to do much bragging about how bad it was in the old days.
Well, now we had it pretty bad then, too. I can remember when I was a kid. We had one year when we never saw the sun from one month to another. And rain? Whew. And then there was another year, right after the First World War. Now, listen, Dean, the kids of today don't know what it's like to have real bad weather.
And they didn't have cloud seeding in those days, either.
No, they... Now, wait a second, Senator.
Burley, you know as well as I do that this cloud seeding isn't as bad as you fellas have been claiming. We've always had bad weather cycles through this country.
Well...
Cy, I'm having a get-together so we can sit down and talk this thing out. I've already spoken to Jim Roberts and T.J. Crowther. I'd like you to get a hold of Tom Judson for me.
Tom's away on a fishing trip.
I know. Enjoying the first good weather you've had in months, Mrs. Judson told me. But you can get him to come in, Cy.
Well, all right, Dean. I'll try. Here he is now. Hello, Senator.
Hello, Cy. Roberts. Mr. Crowther. And you, Tom. Thanks for coming.
I just came to let you have your say. But if you think
now,
that...
Now, Tom, take it easy. We've always been friends, and there's no reason why this should make any difference.
Friends or no friends, you ain't going to change my mind about this cloud seeding.
All I want is to talk to you
about
it.
You've been doing a lot of talking already, from the way I heard.
Well, I've seen Roberts and Mr. Crowther and Cy Burley. I tried to see you.
But just because this ain't some big national deal, just because there's only a few of us in on it, you don't want to be bothered.
Now, just a minute. All of you, wait a minute. Before we choose up sides here, let's find out what the fight is about.
We know what the fight's about, Senator.
Let him talk, Judson. He didn't come all the way from Washington to start an argument.
All right, let him talk. Let's hear what he has to say.
Thanks, Burley. Okay. A moment ago, Tom Judson said that only a few of you are concerned about this cloud seeding. I think that's important. Cloud seeding so far affects a very few of us. It's still a minor activity, very much in the early stages of experimentation. Much too early to form definite conclusions about.
I don't know about that, Senator. We got some pretty definite ideas about tampering with nature, and that's what cloud seeding is, ain't it?
Call it tampering with nature if you like. But by the same token, any form of artificial irrigation is tampering with nature. So is the rotation of crops, or the building of dams, or the crossbreeding of plants and animals. Anything from the harnessing of electricity to the milking of cows by machine could be called tampering with nature.
Well, Senator...
Isn't that right, Tom?
Well...
Or isn't it?
Well, sure, that's right, in a way.
In a way, right. In a way that makes man and nature better friends, so that they can serve each other with greater and longer efficiency. Now, gentlemen, every new concept is looked upon with suspicion. The first steps in artificial irrigation, crop rotation, everything. Now they're a part of our life. Tremendous contributing forces to everyone. Not just a few, but everyone.
You can't argue with that, Senator. But this cloud seeding ain't contributing anything but disagreement.
That's right, Burley. And the disagreement will go on until it's proved its true value, or lack of value. Now, believe me, I'm not convinced that cloud seeding is all good, or all bad either.
Then why are you defending it so hard?
I'm not defending the practice of cloud seeding as such, Judson. I'm defending something called progress. The will to experiment, the search for knowledge, or, well, if you want high-blown phrases, the quest for a better world. Here, look.
What's that you got?
What is it?
It's a chart given to me by the weather experts. I'll leave it with you. It proves conclusively that cloud seeding in other parts of the country has not affected the weather in this particular state.
Well, I don't know.
Now, remember, I got my information from weathermen, and weathermen have been known to make mistakes.
Suppose the weathermen are all wrong about cloud seeding, Dean. Suppose it gets out of hand.
It won't get out of hand, Burley. When it becomes obvious that the practice is no good or dangerous, it will be stopped. And if the scientists don't stop it, then I can promise you that Congress will. But give it a chance, gentlemen. Don't destroy it before it has a chance to serve you. We've got the knowledge, the scientists, and the materials. Most important, we have the will to experiment. Let's not kill it with legislation now. Wait, cloud seeding may not be the answer. I don't know. None of us can be sure yet. It's still a new idea, a new method, a new concept in weather control. It may turn out to be a great boon to modern civilization, or it may be just a dud. But let's give it a chance. Let's not kill the experiment before we know the results. A bill against cloud seeding at this stage of the experiment would establish a dangerous precedent, gentlemen. A precedent dedicated to the death of all experimentation. All incentive for progress, all possibility for better conditions, for a better, fuller understanding between man and nature.
Well, I like that. Well, all I can say is, I'm convinced.
I am too. That's good.
Tom, how about it, Judson?
Well, I'd like to study that chart a while. Okay, you guys, okay. I just don't want the senator to think I'm easily swayed, or he'll spend more time talking to us than to them guys in Washington.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. The story of a senator who, when the going was rough, stuck to his guns, spoke his piece, faced the people he represented, and proved the value of true representation in government. This is the Washington Story. This is Freedom USA.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power, ladies and gentlemen. About 100 years ago, Senator Crittenden made a statement that reflects the philosophy of our democratic government. Wherever we sit, he said, we shall be the Senate of the United States of America. A great, a powerful, a conservative body in the government of this country. And a body that will maintain, as I trust and believe, under all circumstances and in all times to come, the honor, the right, and the glory of this country.
Week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom USA.